Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A suspect was in custody in Philadelphia earlier this morning, nearly 8 hours after a gunman opened fire on police and wounded 6 officers in an armed standoff. None of the officers, thank God, suffered life-threatening injuries, but at least one officer suffered a grazed wound to the head, which is incredible that it just grazed him. The officers were all released from the hospital later on. This is getting more kind of interesting, more conspiracy theory type. The Washington Post reported late Wednesday night that an autopsy of Jeffrey Epstein revealed that he had several broken bones in his neck, consistent with but not conclusively proving strangulation.
Couldn't you have, like, broken bones in your neck from trying to, like, from, like, hanging yourself?
They're saying that is a possibility, Liv, but there's also the things of, like, these guards that were there weren't supposed to be there. They were different people. So it's like, well, did somebody maybe just choke him out? I mean, it's like all these shows about murder. How did it actually happen?
Right.
I mean,
crazy.
If they would have had cameras working, maybe we could have seen that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big conspiracy person, but it's very interesting. It's fun to play along, but that's the latest update on that. 6 obese people, I'm not one of them, have agreed to get a chip implanted in their brains that will zap them when they think about food.
What?
The chip was originally developed by medical technology company NeuroPlace to treat people with epilepsy. Now, once it's implanted in your brain, it records brain activity continuously and delivers a mild electronic shock whenever it detects a specific pattern of activity that signals the onset of a seizure. Now, the chip is being tested to shock people when they think about food to help prevent them from overeating. I'll tell you right now, if you are asking, yes, I would try this. Will it work? I don't know, but as long as they guarantee we can take it out and turn it off, I would give it a go because that might work. And no, I don't want either one of you to walk around with a cattle prod and get me.
I feel like that would just burn your brain.
To be fair, have you seen my brain? There's not much to burn.
That's true.
I mean, I think we've reached maximum potential. It's only down from now, or down here from here. Let's see. This is kind of funny, and I can't even imagine what the mom or dad was going through. A teenage girl, went viral on Twitter after she began tweeting to her followers using a number of gadgets found around her house after her mom took away her phone. So her mom's like, oh, you want to be a little brat? You're going to act up? Give me your phone.
Right.
That didn't stop her from using social media. This is incredible technology. The 15-year-old girl named Dorothy told her followers that she was tweeting from random electronics after being punished by her mom. She tweeted from the Nintendo Wii U, and her mom later took that away. So then she tweeted from a smart fridge. Wait, smart fridges can tweet?
That is honestly so genius. I wish I would have thought about stuff like that when I was little. Actually, you know what? One time when I got my phone taken away, I took my mom's iPad. And I sign into Snapchat, and I sign into Twitter and Facebook from there.
You'll never stab me, Mom. I love that. The hashtag that started trending, hashtag free Dorothy. Free Dorothy! So what do you do as a parent? Are you really going to take away the fridge? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to unplug the fridge? I'll show you. All these groceries will go bad. And today is a day I think we all can enjoy and actually take part in. It's National Relaxation Day. They say these are some real tips they say to relax that are actually backed up by science. My wife will actually get stressed out and throw up for the first one. The first thing they say to do is eat a banana.
Ooh, I love bananas.
Do you see? I like them too. My wife hates them. Like, she gets you know how you dry heave sometime? She's like,
I'm like, yeah, she gags at them.
Yeah, just looking at it, not even like putting it in her mouth, but just actually like just thinking about eating a banana. She's like,
I hated bananas up until my freshman year of college.
If someone tuned into the radio late, all she heard was, yeah, every time she puts it in her mouth, she gags.
All right, pork chop, have paying attention. Thank you for that inappropriateness. Give yourself a hand massage. That's a good thing.
See, I don't want to give myself one. That's why I recruit other people to.
I am the cheapest guy in the world, but I really think I need a good full body massage, more than just my hand. But that's one thing they say to do that'll give you relaxation. Also, get within smelling distance of somebody that just cut some grass, like fresh cut grass.
Oh, I hate that smell.
What? Oh, what? I love fresh cut grass.
I don't like it.
And I love the smell after rain.
I hate fresh cut. My boyfriend will come in his house after he just like mowed the lawn, and it's disgusting.
But I bet you Live the Web Girl loves the smell of gasoline.
I like the smell of gasoline. The smell of Sharpies. Yeah, I do.
The glue.
Not glue.
I like the smell of gasoline too, but I don't huff it. They say the easiest thing too is just to listen to your favorite music, stuff that you actually like. So try that out today for National Relaxation Day. That's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Coming up next, we got your song of the day. We'll tell you the category and how you can vote.